And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of June, 2017. Today is the birthday of Anne Frank, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1929. Died at the age of 14 in the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in Germany during the Holocaust. She and her family, four other people, hid for 2 years in an attic space above her father's business warehouse. It was in Amsterdam they'd left Frankfurt to go to Holland to escape from Hitler's Germany, where Jews could no longer ride public transportation, children forced to sit apart from non-Jewish children in classrooms. Anne Frank wrote, "My happy-go-lucky, carefree school days are over." Her father, Otto, had come up with a plan of escape, but before they could do it, Anne's sister, Margot, was called to a labor camp in Germany, and if she didn't go, the family would be arrested. And so the Frank family packed their suitcases. They walked to the warehouse in the rain, wearing as many clothes as possible. They would spend 761 days in hiding, small, cramped space, eight people there. They had rules about when they could use the bathroom, when to go to bed, when they could talk. We would probably not know anything about Anne Frank, but she left behind a little red and white checkered diary in which she wrote about their daily lives and in which she wrote, "In spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart." It was on this day, 1963, the civil rights leader Medgar Evers was murdered in the driveway of his home in Jackson, Mississippi. He was 37 years old. Member of the Ku Klux Klan, Byron De La Beckwith, murdered Evers at close range with a rifle. He was apprehended and tried, but two trials ended in hung juries. Medgar Evers said, "You can kill a man, but you can't kill an idea." It was on this day, 1967, the Supreme Court declared all state laws prohibiting interracial marriage to be unconstitutional. In the case of Loving versus Virginia, Richard Loving was white, his wife Mildred was black and Native American. They had previously been sentenced to a year in prison in Virginia for their marriage. And it's the birthday of Harriet Martineau, born in Norwich, England, 1802, who was interested in political economic theory. Adam Smith, John Stuart Mill thought that ordinary people should be able to study them too, so she wrote up their theories in common language, published them, and for a number of years they sold more than Charles Dickens's novels. Here's a poem for today, lines from Intimations of Immortality by William Wordsworth. "There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. It is not now as it hath been of yore, turn wheresoe'er I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen I now can see no more. The rainbow comes and goes, and lovely is the rose. The moon doth with delight look round her when the heavens are bare. Waters on a starry night are beautiful and fair. The sunshine is a glorious birth. And yet I know, where'er I go, that there hath passed away a glory from the earth." William Wordsworth, from Intimations of Immortality. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples. It's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.